Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WTIC, good evening to you. So one of those rebellious people I was just admiring, willing to stand up for their rights. Kat Thibodeau joining us right now. She owns the Modern Barber and Shave in Stonington, Connecticut. And she stood up on Wednesday and said, I'm going to open anyway, even though you're not letting us. And she went in and opened and got away with it for a day. I think this is how it worked out. We're going to confirm it all right now with Kat, and then got shut down. Kat, welcome to WTIC.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for being here. So did I tell that right? Was it Wednesday you opened, and then yesterday did they shut you down?
Yeah, that's correct. The governor and the Department of Public Health and Ledgelight Health District had a conference call on Wednesday afternoon to try and decide which way they were going to come down on it. And then Thursday morning, I was served with a cease and desist.
Okay, and at that point, you didn't open the shop on Thursday morning? Is that what happened?
Yeah, so I canceled my appointments yesterday and filed a countersuit against the governor and Ledgelight.
Okay, did you get to go into court today? Did you get heard?
No, I didn't get a chance to get down there today. They didn't have a slot for us.
Okay. So on to Monday or Tuesday with hopes of getting into court on Tuesday. What caused you? I find this very interesting. There are very few people who have stood up and pushed back the way you have. Business owners who are having their lives and livelihoods crushed by what feels like unfair decision-making, and it's gone on too long now, decision-making. What made you do what you did? You announced in advance even that you were going to open without regard for the governor's order and his flip-flop on the opening of hair salons. What caused you to do that?
Yeah, I didn't see the point in doing things in half measures. I wanted to get out in front of the issue and be honest about what I was going to do. The decision on May 18th was ridiculous in my view. There was no legal or health basis for him to change our date to June 1st. And he did so at the zero hour. None of us even had time to cancel our appointments or do anything differently when we were ready to open first thing on Wednesday.
What have you learned?
Yeah.
What have you learned from doing what you did? How do you feel about it now that you're looking back at it?
I honestly feel like I did the right thing, and I hope that more people follow suit. I know so many business owners that are frustrated and are losing money, losing employees, losing their livelihoods. And they just need to get back to work. And I think that they just should. At some point, we need to seize back our rights and just do it.
What have you heard from people who might follow suit or who wouldn't even consider? Anybody mad at you who's called you up and yelled at you and said you did the wrong thing, or the opposite?
The response has been overwhelmingly positive. I'd say easily 99% or more of people have been very supportive, and they understand what I'm trying to do and that I'm not doing anything dangerous. I had the health department come in first and inspect me, and they said that it was perfectly safe for customers to come in. And I've really gone above and beyond to make sure that it is safe.
How do you feel about it? I saw a photograph in one of the newspaper stories of you cutting hair in the shop, and it seems a little bizarre to see the photograph and all the protective gear and to read all the protocols that you've gone through. Do you feel that those protocols are reasonable, or are you just doing them because that was what was required to open?
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to do whatever I need to do to be able to open and to show the community that their safety is important to me. Maybe it's a little excessive, but again, erring on the side of safety is not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's just really about giving people the choice back. Nobody is going to come in here for a haircut that doesn't want to get a haircut. No one's forcing them.
Yeah, well, I think that's pretty clear. All right, anything else you want us to know, Kat?
Just that the governor has overreached his power, and we shouldn't stand for it anymore.
Hallelujah to that. I hope other people follow you and do what you did and react the way you did and feel that they have a responsibility to stand up and push for change. I really do. It's an important moment in the state and in the country, I think, for people to stand up and defend their rights.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kat, for taking the time to talk to us. Kat Thibodeau is the owner of the barbershop that perhaps you heard of, the Modern Barber and Shave in Stonington. And she's filed a lawsuit. Hasn't been heard yet. Couldn't get into court today. She says maybe on Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.